Failure is not the opposite of success. It's part of it. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, our good friend Brendan Burchard talks with us about how to keep moving forward even when you're discouraged. Enjoy.
You know, a lot of our community is asking right now, how do you deal with discouragement? You know, when you're trying to achieve your dreams, you're trying to do something important, you're really passionate about a project and things aren't going well, or someone makes fun of you, or something fails, and you're just in this place where you're like, I'm so discouraged, I just want to like sit on the couch and watch Netflix all day and quit the universe. You know, what do you do when you're like down on yourself? And I know this is a big topic. I take on a lot of my episodes, and I hope that you will enjoy this one, because I think there's 4 things you can really do to help you deal with the discouragement, both emotionally and practically. So the first thing, if you are feeling discouraged right now, I want to make sure that you do this one thing. Don't compare yourself to other people. A lot of our discouragement in life comes from we compare ourselves to other persons. It's like, oh, well, I'm starting my art and my craft and my views and the work I'm trying to do, but look at how far else someone else is. Look at how beautiful their art or how big their business is or how many followings they have. And we like get discouraged because we're starting small and they've already achieved so much, and we're comparing our beginning to what they've already achieved after years or decades of achieving what they've achieved. And do not compare yourself to other people. Instead, ask, am I following my truth? Am I working diligently towards what is important to me? Am I on my own path? Am I staying consistent to what is important to me and what I believe in and what makes me feel alive? Do what makes you feel alive, not what makes you compare with other people, not what makes you feel like you're measuring up to anybody else. You got to walk your own path. A ton of times discouragement really comes from, it's not that we failed at something. It's we truly know in our deepest part of our life, our soul, we know we're on the wrong path. That's where like perennial discouragement comes from, where it's just like year over year, we're discouraged with our life. We're not on our path. We are not confidently pursuing the things that are true to us that make us feel like we have a sense of personal freedom. You know, those things that are like, that's my thing. I'm doing this because I want to do this. I intrinsically feel like it aligns with my values, my hopes, my dreams. It's my thing. Because when you're doing your thing, you don't get as discouraged. When you're doing something and comparing it side by side to other people over and over and over and over, what you really do is you're blending your thing with theirs. And you're living a conforming life, not a free life. And when you're living a conforming life, there's always discouragement there. When you're living a free life, there's an openness and optimism. Even if you're struggling, there's this openness and optimism because you're like, you know what? I'm doing my own thing, and that brings me alive. And that aliveness dampens down or knocks out that discouragement. So first, if you're feeling discouraged, be honest. Have you been comparing yourself to others? Have you been measuring yourself to others? You know, I've been doing my episodes on YouTube as an example for what, you know, 10 years. And I know that it can be very discouraging if I go and I look to other YouTubers and I'm like, oh my God, they have millions of subscribers and they've only been doing it for like 6 months and I've been doing it for a decade. You know, obviously I have problems because I don't have any cat memes. You know, I don't pull pranks on people. I don't swear. And I don't do anything that's like clickbait. So yeah, maybe that slows me down. However, I never get discouraged because I know that doing episodes like this, that's what I'm meant to do. I'm meant to be a teacher. I'm meant to be a coach. This is my style, like it or not. I've been doing it for a decade. It's what I deeply feel is my calling and what makes me feel unique. I'm doing this extemporaneously. I don't have a script. I don't have a teleprompter. I don't have all these like extensive notes. My team's like, people are struggling with this, Brendan. What would you say? And I just go, that's my natural gift because I spend all of my days in my life as a high-performance coach and trainer, helping people. This is what I do. I don't try to do what other people are doing. So when I don't measure up to them, I don't get discouraged because I'm like, oh, they're doing their thing. I'm doing my thing. Do your thing. You experience less discouragement in life. Second, if you get discouraged, please adopt a learning mindset. What people who are discouraged often do is adopt a catastrophic mindset. Their mindset is like, oh my gosh, I failed here, so I'm a miserable jerk, you know, I'm a loser. And they start identifying with progress. Meaning, if I'm not progressing enough, my identity means I'm a loser. And so they get more and more discouraged versus adopting the learning mindset that simply asks, am I learning here at the speed I'm capable of? Like, am I learning? Oh, what did I learn? Implement that. Test, implement, test, implement, test, implement. And by testing more, instead of like, everything is on the line, it has to go perfect or everything falls apart. That's catastrophizing. Learning more says, oh, what did I learn here today? Let me try that again tomorrow. Let me try this again next week. Let me do this new thing next month. And that learning mindset almost completely wipes out that discouragement. For me anyway, I don't get discouraged very often because I'm like, well, I'm learning. Okay, got a new distinction today, right? The more you're looking for distinctions versus allowing yourself to wallow and live in discouragement, the more your life advances.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.